Well, good morning. It's fantastic to be with you all once again to worship God together and to bring God's word. And fantastic as well to be joined by everybody at home as well. So welcome to you too. How wonderful, how fearful it is to be known by God. The psalmist says, O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. When no one else notices, when no one else has time to bother, God searches you. You are endlessly, fascinatingly interesting to God. God doesn't get tired of you, and God searches you. God knows us. This is the God whose eye is on the sparrow. This is the God who keeps our tears in a jar. This is the God who knit us together in our mother's womb. And this is the God who tallies each hair on our heads. And I know that that's difficult for some of us to imagine. In the graves of the unknown dead of World War II, no one knows exactly who are buried there. No one knows what birth date or death date to inscribe on the headstone. No one knows the names. But God knows, the one who notices everything and knows each one of us. Across each headstone are inscribed the words, known by God, known by God. How wonderful it is to be known by God. A few years ago, I came across a really wonderful song, and it's called Chase Me by Miriam Jones. And it starts off by imagining a garden, and it goes right through, and it's about God chasing humanity down through the ages. It's a wonderful song if you get a chance to find it and listen to it on YouTube. But some of the words are this. They say, so you would chase me down through the centuries, remembering the garden where you asked me where I was. Then you came to face me, but I didn't really see you. And for me, it really resonates with me, because years and years ago, when I was a child, we had a fantastic, beautiful garden. So I was about 8 years of age. We lived in Leicestershire with the rolling hills, which are really difficult to imagine round here, aren't they? But we had a garden with lots of rhododendrons and little places where we could go and hide and make dens. And it was a beautiful place, but it was a place where I would go for sanctuary. Because unfortunately, my mum and dad didn't really get on very well. They were always fighting. And sadly, they did divorce in the end. But I'd go out into this garden, and I felt some kind of peace. And I'd go round the garden and I'd be singing songs. Things like Doe a Deer, a Female Deer, and all of those, I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles, all those sorts of things. But it was really spiritual, but I didn't know it at the time. I felt that God's presence was with me. When I look back into that garden, there was something very special, but I didn't know that God was with me in that pain, in that difficult place. But I was known by God in that garden. And the song goes on to say, you hung naked on that darkened day and brought me to yourself while I was swearing that there was some mistake. I didn't know you well. And I feel like my story of coming to faith was like that. I didn't know him. I knew in my head at school, I was told all about the Christian faith. It was a Christian school. We had assemblies every morning, and I remember Miss Harverson playing the guitar. It was brilliant. But I didn't really connect it up. But over the years, I began to know that there was a God that actually knew me. He knew me, he'd created me, and he's created you too. And I'm sure that you can look back on your life and see that journey of faith as well. Otherwise, maybe you wouldn't be here this morning. Perhaps a moment where you took that step of faith to say, yes, I want to follow Jesus as well. I want to turn away from my old life and put my trust in you. And I encourage you, if you haven't made that step, to think about it this morning. He's there waiting with open arms to say, actually, yes, I've known you right from the beginning, and I'm so pleased that you're coming to me today. Or maybe over the last year, it's been a real challenge, and maybe you're feeling a little bit like, actually, does God really know me? It's been really difficult. This morning, I encourage you just to take that step once again, to turn to him. He's there with open arms waiting for each one of us. But I wonder if you look back on your life, you can see maybe there was a garden experience when you were younger, and later on, you realised, ah, this is God, the one who knows me. But so often we deny that intimacy of God, don't we? It's really difficult to have a God that really does want to know us. It's not easy, is it, to open ourselves up and be comfortable and vulnerable with anybody, let alone God. While he was imprisoned for his resistance against the Nazis, the German pastor Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote a poem called "Who Am I?", in which he meditates upon the difference between what others say about him during his time in prison and what he feels about himself inside. But Bonhoeffer concludes the poem with a type of Psalm 139, and he says, "Whoever I am, you know me, O God. You know I am yours. Whoever I am, you know me, O God. You know I am yours." How wonderful it is when we don't even know ourselves to be searched and known by God. But how fearful a thing it is to be searched and known by God. There is a real vulnerability in that, isn't there? And I think our faith journeys are often about allowing our hearts become even more vulnerable, more open to God day by day. As author Brené Brown says, authenticity is a collection of choices that we have to make every day. It's about the choice to show up and be real, the choice to be honest, the choice to let our true selves be seen. And when we allow our true selves to be seen, we cultivate love when we allow our most vulnerable and powerful selves to be deeply seen and known. Allowing ourselves to be fully known cultivates love. And yet being real, making ourselves vulnerable and allowing others, let alone God, can make us feel a little bit too searched. We don't mind it though, do we, when others reveal themselves? For example, maybe not us, but some people have a real fascination with those celebrity gossips or those TV shows where they can go and spy on people's lives. But how fearful a thing it is to be searched and really known by God. But we can be assured, as the psalmist says, there's a hemming in. There's a protection there. And this hemming in is a hedge of protection. It's a safety net. God holds us. He hems us in. But the truth is, we still find it difficult, don't we, to be fully open, fully vulnerable. We want to control what people know about us, let alone God. Clarence Jordan, a Greek scholar, said that as long as God was an idea, an abstraction, a feeling, we were fine with God. Then Jesus showed up in the flesh, looking at us with those excavating eyes. God was suddenly as real and tangible on earth as in heaven. And we decided that it wasn't a good place for God to be. So we said, Jesus, we have to watch ourselves too much around you. We feel trapped around you. Now go back home where you belong and be a good God. And maybe we'll see you on a Sunday morning. Then we rolled the stone in front of the tomb. It is a fearful thing to be known by God. We do not want to be known, but this searching, all-knowing God won't leave us. He chases us down through the centuries, down through our lives. This God will not go away. We tried to kill him, and even that wouldn't work. Jesus came back and said, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." This is the height, the breadth, the depth of the love of Christ. But how fearful a thing it is to be searched and known by God. And yet how wonderful, as we know, when we're in relationship with Jesus, how wonderful it is to know that we don't have to keep trying. We don't have to keep hiding. All is accepted. He's there with open arms. He's created us. He has a plan for each of our lives. John Bevere, in the book Multiplying Your God-Given Potential, says this: God designed things for you to do before you were born. He actually recorded these works in a book. We can only imagine how huge the book is, because every moment of our life is recorded in it. These assignments he planned for us revolve around building his kingdom. He prearranged our works, but it's up to us to walk into what he planned. God is more passionate about you completing what he's called you to do than you are. So he's not going to hide his plans from you. We are known by him, and how wonderful it is to be searched and known by him. Let us pray. Lord, we come to you this morning and we give you thanks and praise that you know us so well, that you've created each person here, that you have a plan and a purpose for each of us. We thank you that you have pursued us, you've chased us down through the centuries, and that love for each one of us, it's just beyond our comprehension. So this morning, wherever we are, wherever we're at, we come to you once again. And we pray that you would touch each one of us once again with your love. Meet each one of us at our point of need and help us to know each day that we are held, we are hemmed in, and we are known by you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.